Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. I hope you're ready to break down a fascinating end to the week. We had a choppy Friday session that left a lot of traders scratching their heads. The headline numbers looked calm, but underneath, it was a battlefield.
Oh, absolutely. If you just glanced at the S&P 500 closing flat, you missed the real story. This was a classic bifurcation setup. We had the mega caps acting like an anchor, dragging down the major indices, while the rest of the market actually partied. It's rare to see the Nasdaq down while the small cap Russell 2000 rips over 1%.
That divergence is exactly where we need to start. We finally got that CPI print everyone was waiting for. January CPI came in cooler than expected at 0.2%. Yields on the 10-year dropped to 4.06%. Normally, that is a green light for tech to explode higher. Why did we see the opposite in the big names?
It's a rotation, plain and simple. The market is sniffing out disinflation, which helps the rate-sensitive stuff. That's why you saw utilities surge almost 3% and real estate up 1.5%. But for the mega caps, Nvidia, Apple, Meta, they've had such a run that money is rotating out of them and finding value elsewhere. Nvidia down over 2% and Apple down nearly that much really masked the strength we saw in software and industrials.
Speaking of strength, we have to talk about Applied Materials, AMAT. This wasn't just an earnings beat. This felt like a thesis-changing report for the semi-cap equipment space. The stock jumped 8% to new highs.
This was the highlight of the session for me. AMAT didn't just beat numbers. They dropped a bombshell prediction. They believe the semiconductor industry could reach $1 trillion by 2026. That is years ahead of previous forecasts. It confirms that the AI infrastructure build-out is not slowing down, it's accelerating. If you are trading semis, you have to look at this as a pick-and-shovel confirmation. Even though Nvidia was down, the equipment makers like AMAT and Arista Networks are showing massive demand.
I want to push back on that slightly. If the infrastructure spend is so strong, why is Nvidia taking a breather here? Is it just exhaustion?
I think it is pure positioning. We are at lofty levels. But look at the internal data from AMAT. Revenue from Taiwan surged 45%. That tells me the advanced manufacturing is ramping up fast. The weakness in Nvidia today feels more like profit-taking ahead of the long weekend, rather than a structural issue. The trend is still up, but the immediate momentum shifted to the hardware suppliers.
Fair point. Now let's get tactical for the week ahead. We are closed Monday for President's Day, so we are prepping for Tuesday. The S&P 500 failed to reclaim its 50-day moving average at 6,894. That feels significant.
It is the line in the sand. We closed below it yesterday and we failed to take it back today. Technically, the SPY is stuck in a box. We are looking at support, right at 680. If we break 680 on Tuesday, we could slide down to 678 quickly. On the upside, we need to clear 683 to get any momentum going. Right now, the volume profiles show distribution. It's not panic selling, but there is no aggressive buying at these levels either.
And what about the Qs? The Nasdaq 100 is usually the leader.
The QQQ is in a similar bind. Support is sitting at 600. That is the psychological and technical floor right now. Resistance is at 603. If we can't hold 600, we are looking at 598. Also, keep an eye on the VXX. It ticked up to around 29.26. It's creeping higher, which suggests traders are buying some insurance. If that VXX breaks above 29.34, expect more volatility.
Got it. So 680 on 6XPY and 600 on QQQ are the defend lines. Before we wrap, let's hit some quick movers. Coinbase got hammered.
Ugly. Missed earnings by a mile. Down over $3 a share against expectations. That stock is in the penalty box. On the flip side, Roku beat nicely. And trade desk adjacent names are interesting. But the big winner remains the defensive rotation. If you're swinging positions over the long weekend, the relative strength was in small caps and utilities, not big tech.
Excellent breakdown. So enjoy the Monday holiday, clear your heads, and be ready for Tuesday. We need to see if the bulls can defend that 680 level on the SPY, or if this rotation turns into a broader correction. Thanks for listening to Next Day Prep. We'll catch you on the next session.